What is different in this from version 1.0?
Well, in this version, and I'll be talking more about the cybersecurity portion of that.
Yes.
Much more detailed. So the first version, when it came out back in, January of 2010 or so? It was, or was it even 2009? We were just getting started, and so it was more just a plan of what we were wanting to do, and we really didn't have a lot of accomplishments yet. And so in this new version for cybersecurity, what we've done is we've got a few things that are under our belt that we've put out, and then a much clearer path forward now of where we want to spend the resources, this public-private partnership that we have, and utilize this group to go out and do specific things. And so in this document, what we have is a list of our various accomplishments, but then also where we want to go forward.
You've got included in this document what you call a risk management framework. Talk about what that means for whoever it is that will be using it or reading this document.
Uh-huh. So this risk management framework, now this is something that started with NIST. NIST, we have a document that's called the, it's actually NIST Special Pub 839, which is a risk framework document for the federal agencies. It's called Managing Information Security Risk. That document, we took that for the electricity sector and worked with Department of Energy and with NERC and then NIST, and use that document to build a foundational approach for the electricity sector on how they would manage risk, cyber risk, within their own utility organization. So we've used this document and kind of tweaked it, enhanced it, tailored it so that it would work for utilities. Federal agencies are a little different, and we have a little bit of different terminology. And so what we needed to do was turn that document into something that could be used. That actually is out for public comment right now as a final draft.
What has happened since you first started looking at this, the 1.0 version in January of 2010? What are people learning in the cybersecurity realm as it pertains to electrical infrastructure and the smart grid?
Well, I think what we're learning is that we have that the cybersecurity that we know and have known for probably the last 30 years is out there in the smart grid, but it's also this whole industrial control system side, and we can't ignore that. And now that the smart grid is starting to bring those two worlds together, we've got to be really cognizant of how this industrial control system side of the house works. So in these utilities, you know, where they're the big engines that have sensors, and then we've got them automated, and they're possibly connected to maybe their business systems. You never know. Because you have that now interconnection, this is what we're learning. This is the new thing. And so we have to be able to bring those engineers, those electrical engineers, talk their talk, have the traditional IT security guys, and be able to marry the two together.
The stakeholders that are all involved here, Marianne, are they as engaged as they should be, need to be, you want them to be?
We would love to have more. So how about that? We would love to have more. More people, it would be awesome. Because we are, this is the Cybersecurity Working Group, which is what I chair, which is part of the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel. It really is. This is a public-private partnership, and the public piece is critical. And so we can always use more people playing. We are, you know, we have 22 stakeholder organizations or stakeholder communities identified in this roadmap, in this initial document we were talking about. And we are represented across all of those stakeholders. We have people from all of those industries participating, but we can always use more. So utilities, you know, I talk about how it's just the traditional industrial control side and married to the IT side. We can always use more utility representation.
You mentioned the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel. Talk about what that means, what they do.
Mm-hmm. So So back in 2007, we were a law came out called the it's EISA, E-I-S-A, and I'm not going to remember the name of it.
There's no test, so you're fine.
Oh, that's a good thing. So EISA came out and said in there it mandated NIST and a few other agencies, but for NIST what it said was you need to go forth and facilitate interoperability standards to create a smart grid. And so these interoperability standards should be secure as well. So we came off, and we're not the standards bodies making the standards, but we're helping to make them. So we facilitate and bring together these stakeholder organizations to help look at what's out there already that we could utilize, standards that are already out there, and see if they can work to build this smart grid, or does there need to be new standards. And so this group was formed. NIST is the leader of this group. And it's called the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel. And the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel has been around for about 2 years now and has over, 1,500 organizations participate. So that's from international, we've got states, companies, it just crosses the whole board. And within that, Smart Grid Interoperability Panel, we have three committees. One of them is the Cybersecurity Working Group that I chair. Another one is on architecture. And then another one is on testing and certification. And then from there, we also have these priority action plan teams, and there are 18 of those. And that's where you really start to look at things like the vehicles, electric vehicles and the plugs and how they all connect to the grid as they're charging, vehicle charging stations. You've got the various meter protocols, and we have a group that does that, or wireless and how electricity and the meters, and you'd have wireless meters and what you'd need to be thinking about from a smart grid perspective. All of that is all part of what we do in the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel.